Thursday.
I'm in Bologna, in Italy. As if I speak Italian, it's terrible. And I got jump for the bike, and the car, and the truck, and the bus, and the scooter, and the motorcycle. We got a lot going on. Hey, speaking of I and all these other people, do you have a team? Do you have a partner? Do you have a mastermind? Do you have a group? Do you have a sounding board? Do you have feedback? Do you have a discussion? Do you have somebody other than yourself to bounce your ideas off? And I'm not talking, you know, entrepreneurial, let's create a new startup ideas. I'm talking about all kinds of ideas, little stuff, big stuff, but personal stuff, work stuff, finance, house, administration, travel, passion, joy. You got enough? Is that enough for you? Do you have that team? And who are they? And is it a conscious discussion? I just got off an hour-long call with one of my favorite coaches slash partners slash friends, and I realized, you know, how much it really is 1 + 1 = 2, and how we are better together. We're stronger together. We're different together. We're going to have different ideas because we're talking with somebody else, because we're opening up, because we have to tell our story. Look at that. Cool. We have to say it in a different way so the other person can understand it. And that's different than talking to yourself. It's different than you debating with yourself about how the thing should work, how it might happen, what you think you should do. And I think it's important. And having this team is crucial. And I say this from full on, way too much experience of not doing it enough and doing way too much stuff on my own and having the conversation with myself for way too long and not getting the feedback and not having then that discussion with someone else and getting that third party feedback. Because maybe your idea, even if you try to tell the story, make the story, have the feedback, have the thing work, and you think it's a great idea, and you, in your telling of the story and making it try to work, you will feel on your own whether or not it's a good one or not, even before the other person opens their mouth. So that's it. Have a feedback structure. Have a partner, have a team, or even just take a friend and go off on a topic. But make it conscious. Don't just, oh, hey, here's this thing that's not important to me or whatever. Say, hey, you know what? Could you give me 15 minutes of feedback? And I would like to talk with you about this specific thing. And maybe it is a business idea. Maybe it's a personal dream. Maybe it's something smaller. Maybe it's, I mean, if you think about it, what clothes should I wear tomorrow? Okay, that's a silly discussion. Okay, I'm taking you down this alley. Look at this. Let's switch around the camera, like mid-conversation. Anyways. Look at this place. Is this ridiculous? Who's your team? Who's your partner? What's your discussion about, right? Enough of the solitary stuff. We know we all do that. So how can you learn from other people's opinions and their experiences and then bring that into your own world? And by the way, this is going to sound crazy, but it's fun. I look forward to it. I love having discussions with people. I have weekly calls and discussions and monthly groups and masterminds, and I don't know what I would do without it. My only regret, and I will often say I don't like having regrets, is that I wish I had done it sooner. Sort of like meditation. My only regret about meditation is that I didn't start it sooner. So very similar here with the mastermind groups. And if you don't have a mastermind group, put out the feelers. Just get the word out that you would like to talk about this. You would like to have a discussion group about whatever it is. And you know, work related. I can say that it helps when it's more structured and focused. So that always works. All right, I'm going to end here on this big square. I'll give you some sun. feel a little bit of heat in Bologna, Italy this week. We are enjoying the noise. We're not exactly in, we're not in Dreiberken anymore, Dorothy. Here we go. All right, everybody, it's Thursday. There is not a cloud in the sky, not going to be any thunder in the sky, but there is thunder in my heart. Is that ever going to get old? Yes, it's going to get old. Bradley, stop saying that. It's so cheesy. All right, I'm still having fun. Hope you are. Hope that was a little thunderous Thursday for you there. Find a team, have a discussion, open up, tell your story, see what happens. All right, there's Thursday for you from Bologna. See you next week. Bye.